local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank, the community bank who's on your side.
And here we are at 12:07 on your Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. Yes, this is your Community Connection, and if that sounded a little bit different for the open, it did, because we have a brand new sponsor starting today. Keene Bank is taking over that sponsorship, and we'll actually be visiting with them in just a couple of weeks. They will be my guest here on the program to talk about everything that they have going on. But today, I'll tell you what, this studio is kind of bursting at the seams here at the moment. I think we have more than what they have for Mic'd Up Misfits next door.
That's right. We are the new Mic'd Up Misfits. Let's go.
I don't know. Do we want that title?
Probably not.
Well, okay. We're going to claim something. I just don't know what it is yet. But that was the voice, of course, of Brad Meyer with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce in for their monthly visit, because it is the first Tuesday
yes,
of
sir.
The month, even though October is almost a week old at this point. It's just how the calendar fell. So let's get started, since we do have such a full space here. Just real quickly get through some of the chamber updates that you have as we move through the next few weeks.
Thanks, Corey, and thanks to Keene Bank, Bernie, and the crew over there. We appreciate them sponsoring this. So, yeah, we're here. October, we got a couple events coming up here this week and next we wanted to mention. So tomorrow already, Wednesday, Leading Through Chaos. We got a program that's going to be up at Torrey's, 8:30 to 11:00. And there's still a couple spots available. So if people listening are interested in that, it's we do have some openings. You do not have to be a chamber member. We opened it up for non-members as well to this particular event. And then as you look to next week, our Owatonna Community Leadership Academy has their next day. So this program is people in the community who, it's a 9-month program, one day a month, learn about leadership, learn about the community. And we've had a lot of people graduate from this program, over 400 who have been involved and active in our Owatonna community, which is pretty cool. And then the last thing I was going to mention, just because this is a bigger initiative through our Main Street program, is the Shops at Rose Street. So this has been an effort with the Owatonna Area Business Development Center, City of Owatonna, Public Utilities, School District, Chamber. And what it's going to be is there'll be makerspace, an incubator for retail at this location on Rose. The school students are building the shops right now. They're going to go in the parking lot. So it'll be 4 retail shops. And this is all going to unroll out in 2026. And it's just one more way to help people get from thought, concept, maybe out of their house, into a practical retail use, and then hopefully into their own space. So that's the thought.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, okay, I have this idea, I just don't know how it's going to work out yet. You can take those baby steps. That's what this is going to be for.
Yes, exactly. And it gives them one more way to kind of test the market and see how this is going to work. The community we've kind of modeled this after is in Illinois, and they've had great success moving people from the shops into kind of brick and mortar in their downtown. So that's our hopeful outcome of this whole effort.
So again, that'll launch coming up in 2026. But no, we were saying off the air, we got to keep this portion quick, because like I said, we got a lot of people here in the studio. So I'm just going to hand it over to you, Brad, and you can introduce your first guest here for today.
That's perfect. So we've got some new members joining us today. And Boter is with us, Boter Recovery. We've got both Tim Walsh, Executive Director, and Michael Kirschling, Outreach Manager. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks
for being here today. Appreciate it. So let's jump in. So, Tim, let's start with you. So you guys reside out at the former Ganey Center, which people remember just south of town. Beautiful grounds.
It is.
That you get to work out of. And you get to change lives out there, which is pretty cool. What a job.
Yeah.
What a career. So maybe talk a little bit about that, what you do, and and why it is a fulfilling thing that you're doing out there at Boter.
Sure. Well, yeah, just quick history, too, which people might be interested in. And so Daniel Ganey, he's famous in this area. Used to be the CEO and president, of Jostens. And he started acquiring the land out there, 182 acres back in 1939. And then he started building that facility. What was that, in 45? And then they finished in 57. And that was the mansion portion of that. And then when he was nearing the end of his life, he bequeathed it to the University of St. Thomas. In 1979, they took that over, and then it became the Ganey Conference Center, which most people are in this area are familiar with. And so when conferences were on the wane, they then sold that to our company, which at that time was called Meridian Behavioral Health. We have since changed our name to EOSIS, E-O-S-I-S. And Beauterre Recovery is one of the facilities that is part of EOSIS. And so just give people a quick overview of that facility. Right now we have 64 beds. And as of today, we should be at capacity, although I have to say we almost always have openings. So don't let that discourage you. Please get a hold of us if you need a substance use disorder or a mental health treatment. So we do both. We do substance use disorder treatment and mental health. We do that simultaneously with folks. We are co-ed, so we treat both men and women 18 years and up. And so when you look at our overall programming, it's very intensive. People get about 33 hours just of clinical programming per week, and that includes group treatment, individual treatment, and we have all kinds of offerings that go along with that. But we try to treat the whole person, and so people can work on their physical wellness and health while they're with us. We have a medical team 24/7 that attend to people's needs. If people have mental health or psychiatric needs, that we also help them manage that. If they're going through withdrawal, we help them get through that as well, and then we provide intensive alcohol and drug counseling, mental health counseling, and then we help them to get to the next stage of their life, you know, transitioning on to perhaps another level of care, maybe to a sober home, maybe back home. Then they need support and recovery in the home. And so we help them to transition to that. We have a resource coordinator that's attached to them that helps them the first week that they're there and trying to make that transition as well. So anyway, we wrap those services around the person.
There's a lot to it.
And, give them a holistic care.
You're there for people at probably one of the most challenging points of their life, right?
Indeed.
Really?
Indeed.
And helping them turn it around.
That's exactly right.
That's terrific. Thank you, Tim. Michael, let's hear from you. You're the outreach manager.
That is correct.
What do you hope to accomplish by connecting more with the community, which is one of the things you're trying to do in your role?
Yeah, so I appreciate that question. I think one of the things that we are really focused on, we have a large footprint in the Owatonna community. And we don't just want to be existing out there. We want to make sure that you guys are aware that we are being great neighbors out there. And, you know, utilizing our resources in a way that allow us to be pillars in this community and step into a role that allows us to be the best we can at what we do, but then also be the best that Owatonna needs from us and the neighboring communities as well.
That's terrific. Thank you. And I know we're quickly, it goes so fast, you guys. But Tim, let me get in one more quick one with you. What do you wish people understood better about addiction, recovery, that kind of thing, those who might be listening?
Well, 1 out of 10 Minnesotans at any given time would meet the criteria for a substance use disorder. That means it affects absolutely everyone in Minnesota. We all know either family, friends that we're close to, and over a lifetime, many people go through this. And so we just want to break through the stigma on this because there's no shame. In fact, it takes courage to go to treatment. And so we just want to encourage people, don't wait too long. Of course, if you get treatment early on and you take a program like ours, which is highly intensive, we're very effective. And we help people to turn their lives around. In fact, start to transform their lives from this critical stage that they're going through and struggling with their addiction.
That's incredible. 1 out of 10. Real quick, as we've got to go to break, but what's the best way to connect with Beauterre if people are looking for more information?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So when you look at it, if you are trying to do an admin with our program, that number is going to be 612-454-2444. But if you're just looking for more general questions, if you just need something answered, you can contact me directly. That's 507-933-5358.
Perfect. Michael, Tim, thank you so much for joining us today and the great work you guys do at Boterra. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. Corey.
And I know Brad had more questions for you, but unfortunately we do got to get to our break because we got another guest to talk to on the other side, and that's when your community connection brought to you by Keen Bank continues here on Cows 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keen Bank.
And here we go with more of your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith here in studio with you. And we still got Brad Meyer here with the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce. Fish, he's sitting back over there. You know,
yep. Fish is supervising.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll use that word, I guess, for now. But, yeah, we got to get moving on here because you brought another guest with you today.
Yes, and thank you. We love bringing in our new chamber members, and we've got Zach Branham, client strategist with Switchboard Advertising. Welcome, Zach.
Hey, thank you.
Glad to have you here. And so, first of all, just the easy question. Tell us, what is Switchboard? What kind of work do you do?
Yeah. So Switchboard is a marketing agency. We do everything from photo, video, websites, logos, branding, all of the above. But what we really do well is tell brand stories, tell businesses stories, tell organizations stories. And so we do that mainly through video. That is a way that people are still consuming today, quite a bit of video. And so, yeah, that's who we are. Our main office, our main space is actually in St. Cloud. I live here in Owatonna, and so I office here from Owatonna, and sometimes from Old Town Bagel, and sometimes sometimes from my house. So, but yeah, we have clients all over the Twin Cities, and actually outside of Minnesota. But
yeah, and now you're covering Owatonna like crazy, like a blanket. It's great. So, what makes Switchboard or your approach different from other kind of marketing ad agencies, that type of thing?
Yeah, it's really about telling the story, right? Like every business, every organization has a heart, a reason why they're doing what they're doing. And Switchboard's really great at thinking about the story of what is happening with your organization, capturing that and retelling that to larger audiences. Sometimes agencies can be focused on data and, hey, I'm just going to give you these spreadsheets. I'm going to give you these graphs. But really where we shine is if you've got a story to tell, you've got something you feel like your message isn't landing with the audience that you think it should, you've put your heart and soul into your business, and then you go to your audience and they go, well, it just doesn't resonate. We do well at drawing that out and sharing that story with other
people. Nice. And really, that's what everybody wants at the end of the day, right? That connection to their business. So marketing changes quickly, as we all know, different things. But what trends are you seeing in advertising right now? What are some of the hot things?
I think Cows Radio is really hot.
There
right
you
now.
Go.
He's really trying to make friends now.
I think you know, right now, of course, everyone's talking about AI and all the things that are happening there. Of course, there's a lot of stuff happening there, but there's a huge need to just be able to tell people's story and what's going on. You know, every business has a different audience that they're trying to reach. And so for some businesses, it's like, hey, let's really lean into LinkedIn right now. It really makes a lot of sense to stay there and be in that space. Some businesses we're exploring more of the other social media avenues. But overall, the thing that's trending is authenticity, you know, just being real. There's a lot of fake stuff out there. There's a lot of random stuff out there that doesn't really resonate with me. And so the thing that's trending right now is trying to be as authentic as possible, and real humans are important.
And does that mean then maybe not, doesn't always have to be as polished as people think the message has to be, that kind of thing?
Or? Exactly. Yeah. There is a lot. There's a need for more businesses to just pick up their phone and shoot a video with your phone. Right. We as an agency, you might go, oh no, like Zach, you shouldn't say that because, hey, we shoot really beautiful videos. We really do. But there's also a need and a use for hey, Brad's walking around the studio showing off the studio or talking to this business right from his phone. Because, at least right now, you know, AI can't generate that type of content. And really, people want to see the behind the scenes. They want to see what's going on. And so you can provide that with yourself.
Perfect. That makes sense. So for businesses that may be listening today, what would be like the first step people should take if they wanted to strengthen their brand or their message?
Sure. Yeah. The first thing is to be thinking about who your audience is, right? You got to be thinking about, am I trying to reach everybody or is there a specific group of people that I'm trying to reach? Once you've figured out, hey, this is the type of person that I want to reach, then you need to start thinking about what types of things does that person think about? Where would you normally meet them? And so that's kind of the direction I would go is who your audience is, and then from there trying to figure out and think like that audience.
That's good advice. So Zach, people are interested or they want to learn more, what's the best way to connect with you?
Sure. Of course. You can go to our website. It's switchboard.mn. And from there, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you're going to find a calendar. That's my calendar. So go ahead.
Fill it up.
Go ahead and fill it up. Any spot that you see available, you can meet up with me. Like I said, I love bagels. I love meeting up for coffee. Go ahead and jump to our website, switchboard.mn, and we can connect.
Perfect. Switchboard Advertising. Zach, thank you so much for joining us, joining the chamber, telling your story. Really appreciate it. All right. Corey, that's all we got today.
Yeah.
Two great members.
We could have kept going for a long time here,
Switchboard,
as usual. But
that's right.
Yeah, we do have to wrap it up because we do have your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here in about 3.5 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Then John Partridge is going to be with you all the way through the afternoon. We'll start off with your dad joke of the day. That comes up just after 1 o'clock here on Cowles 100.9. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank.